How you guys doing this morning? All right. Everyone's okay? All right. So today we're going to be covering Psalm 139, verses 1 through 24. So everybody knows it's Psalm 139, verses 1 through 24, not on the screen. So just while you guys are turning there, I'll let you know this is a psalm by David. We're going to see that today. It's very poetic in its language. It shows God's intimate understanding of us, his closeness to us. And the key phrase in this is going to be known. It's deeply known, inescapably known by God. And through David, God is going to describe five of his own characteristics, which is going to show the vastness of his reign and power. And he's not going to do this through immense size, but intricate detail. Like if you had a large company, it may service like the whole United States, and that can show some power. But what also shows power is if you're like, I know exactly what each individual household had ordered. That's another way of showing your power. And the final thing I'm going to let you guys know before we jump into this is that if you look in your bulletin, it says that this church uses the CSB, which we do. But today we're going to be using the ESV strictly because I am difficult and I make things complicated. So just so you guys know, that is where we will be today. But other than that, everything else is going to be on the CSB. So if you guys have your phones or whatever, you just might want to change to the ESV version. All right, here we go. We're going to start in let's go ahead and pray one more time, and then we'll go hop into the scripture. Lord, we thank you so much for this time that you've allowed us to come together and worship you. And we just ask, Lord, that as we transition into meditating on your word, that our hearts would be receptive to what you have to say for us, that we would speak, you would speak clearly to our hearts, that we'd be humbled by you and just in awe of what you have and can do, Lord. And we just ask that would lead us towards repentance and that you would change our lives and that we would have the joy that we get by seeing you work in our lives and the lives of others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we'll start with verses 1 through 6. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. So we start off with, you have searched me and you have known me. This is past tense. God knows where David has been. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. This is present tense. He knows what David is doing at the current time of this psalm. And you search out my path and my lying down, which is the future, where he will be and when he is going to be doing.